Following the crackdown on Monday, this week's planned protest, members of the People's Coalition for Civil Action said the government had proven it is an autocratic government by deploying hundreds of police and military forces on the streets of the South Sudanese capital, Juba. The coalition said the heavy deployment is scared of people who might have participated in the protest. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus today, South Sudan Information Minister Michael McQuay denies the government prevented the mass protest, but says it is better to take preventive action when it comes to demonstrations that were calling for the government officials to resign.
We have not prevented it, but we took precautions so that if they are to march, then they march with discipline. They should not be destructive. They should not do anything. That is one. Number two, any demonstration calling for the system to go is not a peaceful demonstration. If you go to the street today and you demand that I must go, if you say I must go and if I don't go, what will you do? You will go into violence. And if you go into violence, we will not tolerate that. So the best thing would have been is prevention is better than cure. So we prevented it in order to have a peaceful South Sudan.
Several days before the planned protest, a spokesman for the South Sudan National Police Service warned the public not to turn out on the streets to demonstrate, saying anyone who did would be arrested. Organizers of the failed protest say the country has had enough of corruption and war, and it is time for the current government to step aside. McQuay says the Kiir administration will stay in power until elections are held.
Anybody who wants power should wait until that time when elections are run, and then he contests. If he passes, then he takes over the seat. And this is the meaning of peaceful transfer of power.
Activists say the government is intentionally delaying the implementation of the peace deal in order to stay in power. The 2018 revitalized peace agreement initially stipulated that South Sudan would conduct its first ever elections after the end of a 3-year transitional period. Members of the People's Coalition for Civil Action say the time has passed with very few of the agreement's provisions implemented. McQuay insists the peace agreement's implementation is right on track and is calling on South Sudanese not to be co-opted by foreign forces.
These imported ideals which are inculcated into our people are the cause of the problem. Because even those who talk of South Sudan, of the government not implementing the agreement, are not genuine. And if you call them today and ask them, where has the government went wrong? They will not answer you. These are people who are just being moved by outsiders and being told to do so. If you have taken any money, please, and have your country at heart.
Abraham Aulich, a member of the People's Coalition for Civil Action, denies that claim.
Is Michael McQuay telling us that the people of South Sudan have no conscience? They have to be paid in order for them to speak out for what is wrong and what is right. Just because he is paid to be a spokesperson for the government doesn't mean that everybody else who speaks is paid. And so the People's Coalition for Civil Action is not a foreign agenda. It is born out of many years of frustration among the people of South Sudan for what is clearly a failed leadership in the country.
Aulich says South Sudan's peace partners recently reconstituted the Transitional National Assembly nearly 2 years after the executive arm of the unity government was formed. The parties have yet to agree on a joint military command and a date for graduating the unified forces. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.